This is the Generation Exploitation Podcast, the all surf music episode.
surf. See the big surf building. Deep in the curl. Prone out. That's the hodad. Roll over, hodad. Goofy for the hodad. Roll over.
The lineup building deep in the tunnel right in the nose is the hodad. Roll over, hodad. Goofy footer, hodad. Roll over.
See the fast moving peak. See the fast moving peak building deep in the wall. Ready for the drop? It's the hodad. Roll over, hodad. Goofy footer, hodad. Roll over.
See the big water? See the big water building? Deep in the shore break, wiped out. It's the hodad. Take gas, hodad. Goofy footer, hodad. Take gas.
Freeways, man, is he hard to catch. Over, a trophy was Joe's.
Surfer Joe, now look at him go.
Sam's Marines today. They stationed him at Pendleton, not far away. They cut off his big blonde locks, I'm told. And when he went on maneuvers, Joe caught cold. Surfer Joe, a fool.
Listening to the Generation Exploitation Podcast, very special all surf music episode. And we just heard a track called Surfer Joe by the Surfaris. That 45 on Dot Records, released in the spring of 1963. And the B-side to that track, of course, is their most famous song, Wipeout. And we'll listen to some more from the Surfaris, an instrumental single, a little bit later. Before that, we heard Torchula by a surf band called The Sentinels, who were a Mexican-American surf band from California. This is off their 1963 LP, Big Surf, on Delphi Records. And their drummer was a guy named Johnny Barbata, who would go on to drum for the Turtles, among other things. Before that, we heard a 45 called Goofy Footer Ho Dad, a novelty surf tune off a GNP Crescendo 45, by Sean and Jenkins. Who are they and whatever happened to them? I have no idea. Before Sean and Jenkins' Goofy Footer Ho Dad, we heard Dick Dale and his fast-moving cover of Ghost Riders in the Sky off his second LP on Capitol Records titled King of the Surf Guitar. Before that, from all over the world, a song by Jan and Dean that referenced the Beach Boys, among other pop stars like Marvin Gaye and Chuck Berry. And we started this set off with a song that referenced other guitar stars like Dick Dale and Duane Eddy. The track was called Surfin' Hootenanny by Al Casey with Guitars, Guitars, Guitars. This LP produced by Lee Hazelwood on Barry Records, and quite a track it was. And now more surf music from their RCA LP, Go, Go, Go. We're going to listen to a band called The Astronauts doing their cover version of Les Baxter and Martin Denny's smash lounge hit, Quiet Village, Surf Style.
start to sing.
Where? Oh, right here? No, okay. Where? Here. Some Grammy stole my hair bleach. Please, won't he bring it back? Some Grammy stole my hair bleach. And my roots, are turning black. Some Grammy stole my woody. Here, where do I start to sing this last chord? Right in here somewhere. Now here? No. Now all my wax is missing. I'll give a big reward. If I can get my wax back. Cause I slip right off my board.
the winners of last night from Laguna Beach. Is there anyone from Laguna, Newport, Costa Mesa? Let's hear it for him. Dave Myers and the Surf Commons, the big group down there at the Rendezvous Ballroom.
Just sit down and relax. You don't have to participate because we don't ask you to. Now, I got a last night, we divided up. Hey, I don't have everybody's attention. That's better. Last night, we divided up to see how many real surfers we had here and how many inlanders we had here and how many locals we had here. And it seems that we called all the Santa Monica crowd landlubbers. And I've since been informed that there are more Santa Monica surfers than there are Newport surfers. I don't know if that's correct or not. So here's what we're going to do. First of all, I want to hear, we'll call this North and South surfers. I want to see who they got the most of. Everybody who's from Huntington Beach, Newport Beach, Costa Mesa, and on down south is a South surfer, and everybody that's North is a North surfer. Now we're going to have a yell contest. I want to see how many we got here. Okay, first of all, we're going to have to hear it from the North surfers. So I want to hear all the North surfers yell. Okay, ready? I'm going to give you a big signal here, and then I want to hear all the North surfers yell. Okay, ready? Let's hear it from everybody that isn't from down south. From Newport and down that way. That's going. Ah, whoa, whoa. Okay, we're going to have a chance now for everybody to yell. Give me a beat.
Dave Myers from the Surf Club.
Yay!
Yay! Surf Club. Hey, fellas, can we do one more number? Okay, Dave, you want to do it?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, what is it going to be?
Let's do
all right. How about Pipeline? Hey, Dave, can you do Pipeline?
Yeah, do Pipeline, sure. You want Pipeline?
Yeah, let's do a little Pipeline.
Okay, let's go.
Here we go. Pipeline. Dave Myers, it's up now.
Tomorrow afternoon, we'll see you there. Good night. Thanks for coming. would everybody really like to go? I mean, seriously. How about the beach, said Mother. I'd like to lie on the beach and listen to the ocean. And watch the seagulls. And see the surfers. Roger wanted to go to the lake to fish.
Welcome back. You're still listening to the Generation Exploitation Podcast and CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Cliff Nestroff. There we heard a clip from a children's record called Stories in Sound, which I will talk more about in just one second. But before that, we heard Calvin Cool and the Surf Knobs. Two songs, El Tecolete and Cannonball Wipeout, off their LP on Charter Records, a low-budget record label out of Hollywood. And it's likely that we'll never know the actual names of those musicians, recorded rather anonymously under the name Calvin Cool and the Surf Knobs. Before that, we heard the Shrieking Crowds on a GNP Crescendo LP called The Winners of the 18-Band Surf Battle, recorded live at the Deauville Club, Santa Monica, March 22nd and 23rd, 1963. And it was the Rhythm Kings versus Dave Myers and the Surf Tones. We listened to plenty of stage announcements until the Surf Tones played Pipeline. And before that record, I played a track from a different LP featuring Dave Myers and the Surf Tones, their own LP. Aqua Velva was the name of the song. Their record, Hanging 20, Dave Myers and the Surf Tones on Delphi. Before that, we listened to a muddy-sounding selection from My Son, the Surf Nut, a comedy record about the surfing craze as conceived by a great guitar player named Jack Marshall, the same man who composed the theme song for The Munsters television show. This record was on Capitol Records. We heard two tracks by a great band called The Astronauts, who recorded several records for RCA in the early 1960s, most of which were not instrumental, but when they did refrain from singing, they were fantastic. We listened to two instros, one called Gooch, or Gouch, and another, Quiet Village, both off their LP, Go, 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 The Astronauts. Although they were pretty prolific in terms of albums released, nobody really seemed to give a shit about them during the height of their fame, if you can call it that. Their only single that ever charted was a surf version of Baja, which only made it as far as number 94 on the Billboard Top 100. Now, we heard that clip from the kids' record where a narrator mentions watching surfers and then this groovy surf music comes in. And that LP was put out on Golden Records, who put out so many LPs and also Golden Books. They put out all this stuff for children. They were a children's company. And this album, titled Stories in Sound, came out in 1967. And, you know, something that a lot of these low-budget record labels would do was they would repackage music they had released before in order to cash in on certain trends. So, for instance, here we have this track that came out just after the surf craze. But in 1975, Wonderland Records, which was a budget Golden subsidiary, put out an LP of spacey TV themes and budget tracks recorded by no-name musicians. The name of the record that I have here is called Star Trek Theme, plus Planet of the Apes, Apes Shuffle. Now, the Planet of the Apes track was a Lalo Schifrin-composed theme song for the Planet of the Apes television show, and the Star Trek theme was obviously the Star Trek theme. But to pad out the rest of this record, it's got all this other generic music with spacey names like Apes Victory Dance or Starlight, Journey Through Space, stuff like that. Now, I want to play you some of this track, Journey Through Space, from 1975. Tell me if it sounds familiar. Sound familiar? It should. If you can't remember, let me remind you. You heard it here.
And see the surface. Roger wanted to go to the lake to fish.
You see? Both LPs were produced by a guy named Ralph Stein, whose name appears on most of these Golden and Wonderland children's records. And after the surf music craze died, a lot of these budget labels were stuck with these cheap, surfy tunes that they had their studio musicians record and nowhere to release them because people would no longer buy them. The craze was dead, but the geniuses over at Parkway Records, they were thinking, they just repackaged this surf 45, dubbed in a couple people shouting, "She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah," and released it under the name Beatle Teen Beat. It might not be even remotely like the Beatles, but it's still a pretty rockin' surf track. We'll be right back.
in her eyes and knots on her knees now. Her crazy grass ship really sways in the breeze now. Riding down a heavy, you're lying in the sand. She's a hit the surfer girl in the land. And she's my Honolulu. She's my every year at Minnetonka, and all the surfers know her from Rincon to Baja. When the beach is quiet and you know we're out of luck, we pray for surf while making out in our truck. Just me and Honolulu, me and Honolulu, queen of the surfer girls. She got a little bowl when she tried to hold a spinner, but her wax wouldn't hold. Woo! Over the falls, instead of hanging ten, but then she'd paddle out and try it again. Yeah, she's my Honolulu, she's my Honolulu, queen of the surfer girl.
strippers do.
Well, I'm a high-ride surfer, and it takes three punchers and a heavy to wake me up. I can do a double spinner before you count to three. Oh, king of the surfers. Oh, king of the surfers. Well, I'm a real hot dog, so bad I'm alive. When I'm riding the cruncher and I'm hanging by, listen to the roar, the shore breaks sound. Keep on surfing till the sun goes down. Grab your honey and hold it tight. We're gonna have a surf in a party tonight.
Well, I'm a high-riding surfer, and it takes three punchers and a heavy to wipe me out. I can do a double spinner before you count to three. Oh, king of the surf match. Oh, king of the surf.
Go. That was the Centurions, their track Sano, a 45 on Delphi Records. Fantastic. Before that, a great vocal tune from the Trashmen, King of the Surf. What a rad 45, distributed in Canada on Apex Records. And of course, the Trashmen, the flip side to King of the Surf, is their most famous song, Surfin' Bird. Before that, we heard a song by The Ventures. And a lot of surf fans do not consider The Ventures to be surf music, but I do, especially in a song like this that we heard off their album, The Ventures Surfing. That's what it's called. What more hint do you need that they're a surf band? And the name of the track was Barefoot Venture on Dolton Records, the label that made The Ventures great. Dolton was eventually bought out by Liberty Records, and then that label turned The Ventures into shit. Maybe that's why people don't consider them a surf band, because they eventually just started doing instrumental covers of popular songs. Before The Ventures, we heard Jan and Dean, two tracks, Honolulu Lulu and the Anaheim Azusa and Cucamonga Sewing Circle Book Review and Timing Association on Liberty Records. Before that, we heard a track called The Savage by The Shadows without Cliff Richard. British surf group The Shadows. Great tune, originally composed for a movie starring Cliff Richard and The Shadows titled Wonderful to Be Young, which was Britain's response to American rock and roll drive-in movies. And that film came out in 1961, as did that song, off the Wonderful to Be Young soundtrack on the Dot Records label. Before that, we heard a track called Coming Down off an LP titled Electronic Music to Blow Your Mind By. And I was talking earlier about budget labels cashing in on the surf craze and then being stuck with surf music when it was no longer hot. Well, this clip, Coming Down, was put out on budget label Design Records, who were best known for putting out sort of bad cover versions of country music. And it was simply leftover budget surf music on this album, which they added some bleeps and blurps to in order to cash in on the Moog synthesizer craze that was starting up. And since the result wasn't particularly electronic in any sense, they gave it the title Music to Blow Your Mind By to cash in on the hippie set. So kind of a double whammy of marketing, and the result is basically a surf song that sounds like you're listening to it underwater. And we started off this set with a track called Beatle Teen Beat by a guy named Larry Holloway, which may or may not be a pseudonym, on Parkway Records, Chubby Checker's label. And the track, obviously a garage rock surf tune, but they dubbed in She Loves You, Yeah, Yeah, Yeah in certain points and named it Beatle Teen Beat to cash in on the brand new British invasion craze, which was all the rage, pushing surf music out of the way. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is the Generation Exploitation Podcast, all surf music episode. And as promised at the start, I said I would play a little bit more by the Surfaris, an instrumental track, and we're going to do that right now on Decca Records, a 45 called Waikiki Run, The Surfaris. was The Sandals, five mere teenagers, most born in Belgium, all living in California. Legendary surf band because they did the soundtrack to a legendary surf movie, Bruce Brown's 1965 The Endless Summer. And that track is off the soundtrack on World Pacific Records, primarily a jazz label. The track called TR6. Before that, we heard a great garage rock surf band called The Frogmen, their 45 titled Underwater, with some cool croaking sound effects in there as well for good measure. Before that, we heard a reissue 45 by a group called The Satans from Oregon in 1963, and Estrus Records, which put out an overwhelming amount of that sort of neo-surf music that was popular during the 1990s, had the good sense to reissue a 45 by this 1960s piece of obscurity. The song was called Satan Surf, and again, the band, The Satans. Before that, we heard a band called The Fireballs, three strapping young lads in red dinner jackets on Pat Boone and Billy Vaughn's generally shitty Dot Records label, but they did put out some good surf records as well. This is an LP titled Torque by The Fireballs, and the song we heard was titled Chief Whoopin' Cough. Now, along with surf music, another genre that was invented around the same time, and it was actually identical in every possible way, was drag race music, or hot rod music. Songs about roadsters and dragging were the same as surf music, but instead of lyrics about surfing, it was obviously lyrics about racing. When the tracks were instrumental, they were either indistinguishable from surf music, or they would maybe add some car sound effects.
Dragging, a term which describes what is probably becoming the fastest growing spectator sport in America. A competition between two cars driving a measured distance of a quarter of a mile in the shortest possible time at the highest possible rate of speed. It started back in 1951 in Pomona, California, where the hot rodders, in cooperation with the police, took over an abandoned airfield in order to find somewhere to race rather than in the streets. At first, they simply raced the cars that they drove on the streets. Coupes, roadsters, sedans, practically anything that had an engine. Very soon, the sport began to grow up. Special chassis, special engines, fuels, tires that wouldn't blow up at speeds approaching 200 miles an hour. Safety devices, including parachutes for quick stopping. Seat belts and shoulder harnesses to keep drivers in their seats. Helmets, goggles, fire extinguishers, and fireproof clothing. From this, you can see how specialized drag racing has become. In order to try to bring you a little of the excitement and color that is available at the local drag strips, Capitol Records took a great deal of time to go to some of the drag strips in the Southern California area, compiling this album from the results of these trips in the form of a stereophonic recording, which truly does reproduce the big sounds of the drag. We'll be right back.
Just a few fleeting moments left on the Generation Exploitation Podcast All Surf episode. Just enough time to tell you that we were just listening to a track called Black Boots and Bikes, an intro, and a vocal track before that called A Guy Without Wheels, both by the Hondells off their Mercury Records LP, Go Little Honda. Before that, a drag race track called Big Green Vet, a vocal drag race song off the budget label Crown Records release, Sounds of the Drags by the Blasters, an anonymous band. Before that, Smooth Stick off the LP The Hot Rodder's Choice by another anonymous band called The Deuce Coupes on Delphi Records. Before that, a song called T-Roadster off a Capitol Records LP titled Thunder Road by the responsible for the overwhelming majority and best of surf music from the Beach Boys to Dick Dale to the Hondells to anonymous studio musicians recording great music like the stuff on this album Thunder Road by the Superstocks. And we started off listening to a clip off a record called The Big Sound of the Drags, spoken word and sound effects on Capitol Records. My name is Cliff Nestroff. Thanks very much for joining us. I'm leaving you now with Davey Allen and the Arrows.